Sometimes it can be difficult to stay on track when it comes to achieving your goals. Discipline is the name of the game, doing a repeated behavior day in and day out until you achieve your desired outcome. This process can be monotonous, which can lead you to falling off your desired path. One of the ways that I stay on track is by gamifying my goals, and what this does is helps me stay mentally engaged so I don't get bored with my desired pursuit. In today's episode, I'll share with you what it means to gamify your goals, and I'll share with you the 7 steps that I take to accomplish great things. You are a working professional who's interested in doing your best in all aspects of your life. You put everything into the roles you play, but sometimes it can be hard to stay focused and avoid burnout. My name is Ryan Rodriguez, and as the host of the Ignited Podcast, I'm here to give you the tools and perspective you need to keep the 4 flames of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy burning steady. By keeping those flames lit, your fire can burn bright. Join me in challenging the status quo by taking ownership of our lives, building up each other, and becoming the people that we were meant to be. Do more. Be more. Be ignited. I love playing games. Video games, board games, card games, word games on my phone. I love games, you guys. I don't get to play them as often as I'd like because I live by the motto of do what you have to do before you do what you want to do. And it keeps me on track with completing all the things that I'm passionate about, like this podcast, and like reading books and writing books and being an amazing husband and father. Quarter 2's coming up, and that means that it's time to set some new goals. In my coaching group, The Forge, we're focused on defining new goals for the next cohort. And personally, this is when I reset my goals as well, every quarter. This next quarter is focused on intellect. And inside The Forge, we'll be reading James Clear's best-selling book, Atomic Habits. As I revisited my own goals, I realized that the system I created for tracking my goals and staying accountable to them in a measurable way is a lot like a game. I establish a goal for each fire category. Then I identify a clear mission for the quarter on how I will accomplish that goal. Then I identify and put into action a daily primary tactic that I can make moves on in order to move that needle forward every day. It's the small steps that I take over time that help get me to where I want to be. And the best time to start is right now. Today I'm going to focus on how gamifying our goals helps to make achieving them not only fun, but also highly effective. By incorporating game-like elements into our goal-setting process, we can boost motivation, track progress, and stay accountable. I'm going to share with you the process that I've used for years, which also happens to be the process that I coach people on inside The Forge. So here we go. Number 1, define your categories. Start by identifying key areas of your life that you want to improve. Personally, the categories that I work on are fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy. And I didn't just pull that out of the air. This modality is based on the scripture Luke 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And this is what drives my desire to also increase in these 4 different categories. However, I've labeled them something different to be a little more on point when it comes to keeping my inner fire lit, hence the fire framework. Each category represents a different aspect of your overall well-being and happiness. Some categories may feel more important than others during the quarter, depending on what you need or what you want to focus on at the time. All are important, but some may take priority, and that's okay. For example, if I really want to focus on my fitness level for quarter 2, I'm still going to pay attention to the other categories, but I'm going to put a focus on fitness. Even though the focus of the group is intellect for quarter 2, I can still have my own focus on fitness. There's nothing wrong with that. It's very important to work on something specific in regards to each of these categories in order to introduce balance into your life. By setting specific, measurable goals within each category, you provide yourself with a clear direction. Number 2, break it down. small missions, and quarterly objectives. Break down your larger goals into smaller, achievable missions. If your goal for the year is to read more books, then you need to identify how many books you want to read. Remember, what gets measured gets improved. Without knowing the number you're looking toward or the number that you have in your mind about how many books you want to read, you won't have any basis for measurement. And granted, if you didn't read any books last year and you only read one book this year, then you've reached your goal of reading more books, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm not here to minimally perform. I'm here to significantly expand myself in each of those categories and share the process with you. That's the whole point of this. Assign quarterly objectives to keep yourself focused and on track. Setting a goal is a good thing. However, if you set the timeline too far out, you'll lose focus. That's why it's so important to shorten the timeline. It gives you a sense of urgency and keeps a realistic timeline in place. You've all heard of SMART goals, right? So if not, this is a framework for goal setting that helps you set goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Coincidentally, this goal setting framework gets satisfied by default when you use my FIRE framework structure that I show you inside the Forge. A great benefit to making these smaller quarterly objectives is that they act as stepping stones toward your bigger achievements, making them less overwhelming and more manageable. Number 3, daily primary tactics. Let's talk about how we can take small daily action steps toward our goals. Consistency is key, and we can only remain consistent if we have clear, actionable steps to take on a daily basis. Not only that, but they've got to be relatively easy. We want to remove as many barriers as possible. Daily primary tactics serve as the building blocks of your success. Having a daily to-do list when it comes to working on your goals helps you remain focused and consistent. I've created a tracking sheet that I give to all the members of the Forge, but if you're looking for some free tools to help keep you on track, then I've got some great recommendations coming up. So let's talk about how we should track and record our progress. It's super important to keep a record of your achievements and your setbacks. This is why I'm always pushing that you should journal. Keep a journal, write it down, write down the good and the bad. When you have a visual representation of how you're doing and how you've performed, you'll be able to make adjustments where needed and shore things up moving forward. Tracking your progress provides valuable insight into what's working and what needs improvement. So I mentioned my FIRE tracking sheet. That's something that I include, like I said, with the Forge. But I'd like to share some tools and apps that you can use on your phone to help you stay on track. So number 5, here's some tools for tracking. There are a few different ones that I'm going to talk about here. I don't use them all, but they are all useful. And out of all of the tracking apps out there, these are the ones that really kind of stuck out to me. So use tools, or these are all apps that you can download on your phone. Tools like Streaks, Forest, or the simple checklist feature on your phone to help you stay focused, or like a to-do list, right? According to an article I found on workstat.com, or I'm sorry, no, that's not Workstat, that's Workcast, workcast.com. When we complete individual tasks, our brains release dopamine, which causes positive feelings such as happiness, pleasure, and motivation. And this is why I'm such a proponent of using what I call a hot list. This is a daily list of 3 to 5 tactical priorities that absolutely must get done that day. No excuse. Like I said, there's a lot of great apps out there that you can put on your phone to help you focus and measure your consistency, but I'm going to share with you the ones that have worked for me and the ones that look interesting, to be honest with you. So the one that I use every day is called Streaks. It's an app that allows you to track your daily actions and also view your performance over a period of time. It's fully customizable, and it's an app that I, like I said, personally use to track my consistency with my FIRE goals. So I customize each category to match that I even color code it to match my fire goals: fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy. So as I complete those tasks, I check it off. It gives me a percentage, and then it gives me a number on how many days I've been consistent in that thing. So it gives you live time statistics, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to provide links for all of these apps that I mentioned in the show notes, guys. So if you're interested, just click the link. The other app that popped up that I thought looked cool, it's called Forest. It's an app that helps you avoid mindless wandering on your smartphone for a designated amount of time. So if you're struggling with getting lost or losing time to your smartphone and you want to do other things like read a book, exercise, whatever it is, you open the app, you select a tree that you'd like to grow, and as the timer plays out, your tree grows. So if you just need 10 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever, your tree grows during that time. If you don't fulfill the timer goal, your tree dies. So it offers a healthy dose of guilt along with production. The next one that looked really interesting to me, and this one really plays to the gamify concept. It's called Habitica. And you create a character, you gain coins, you gain experience points, the more you remain consistent with checking off your habits. And the thing about this one too is you can partner with friends who are also using the app, and you can like go on quests and gain more coins and XP. It's pretty cool. It is like the epitome of gamifying your habits. It's called Habitica. Depending on how much you truly want to gamify your goals, there's an app for each level. The right tools can make the gamification process even more engaging and rewarding. Number six, establish 30-day checkpoints. So there's 3 months in a quarter, right? So that's three checkpoints. 30 days in, you're gonna have a checkpoint and see where you're at. See if you need to make any little adjustments moving forward. The second, on day 60, you're going to be able to reevaluate and see if that's working, or see if you need to make just another little tweak. And then by that time that the quarter's done, you will have met your goal. That's the idea. Once you get the ball rolling, it's important to initiate those 30-day check-ins to see how you're doing. And like I said, make adjustments as needed. Just because you may need to change your approach a little bit, though, doesn't mean that you have failed. In fact, it means that you're actively paying attention to the process and adapting as needed, which is a good thing. It wouldn't be very effective to keep doing the same thing if it doesn't offer you the results that you want. Regular checkpoints help you stay accountable and assess your efforts and your progress. Number seven, this one is very important, and I feel like a lot of people overlook this element. Number seven is reward yourself. Assign rewards based on your performance. For example, if you're looking to get some new clothes or a whole new wardrobe, attach the success of your fitness goal to doing just that. Maybe even attach a monetary value to it. So for example, if I drop 10 pounds, I'll spend $200 on new clothes. If I drop 25 pounds, I'll spend $500 on new clothes. These are accomplishments worthy of reward, you guys. Reward yourself. And oftentimes, achieving the goal is the reward. But it's okay to like reward yourself for all that hard work. Yes, you are the direct benefit or beneficiary of that hard work that you've done. But tack on a little reward to yourself. Give yourself some added incentive. Treat yourself for hitting milestones and achieving your goals. And that just made me think of Parks and Rec, treat yourself. But anyway, I just gave you some specific examples for a fitness goal that you might have, but rewards can range from small indulgences to meaningful experiences. Maybe go on a trip to somewhere you've been wanting to go your whole life. Maybe buy that watch you've had your eye on for years. Giving yourself rewards reinforces positive behaviors and motivates future progress. Celebrate your achievements and identify areas for improvement as you continue leveling up. Transforming your goals into a game can revolutionize your approach to personal growth. By gamifying your goals, you'll not only enjoy the journey, but also increase your chances of success. Remember, it's not just about reaching the destination. It's about leveling up and becoming the best version of yourself along the way. I really enjoy sharing the things I do that help me level up, as well as the things that I learn on a bi-weekly basis with you in this free podcast. And I just want to reiterate, guys, this is a free podcast, and I'd love it if you shared it with someone you think might want to hear it. I also want to personally invite you to invest in yourself and join the Forge. You'll get one-on-one time with me to help you refine your goals in each FIRE category. You'll get access to the FIRE goals tracking sheet that I mentioned. You'll get weekly support from live sessions with me, and you'll be among others who are looking to become the best versions of themselves. And these people come from all over the world, you guys. So let's embark on an exciting adventure together and start gamifying your goals today. Click the link in the show notes to join. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of Ignited with Ryan Rodriguez. This is he signing off, reminding you to be the person you would want on your team. Be ignited.